You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and joining us today is Chris Lowry, who is the BGCO's Emerging Generations Evangelism Specialist. Chris, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Thanks, Brian. Glad to be here.
Now, I want to talk about this new book you've written. It's called Unlabeled, How You Can Reach Your Emerging Generation. What motivated you to write this, and what are some of the topics it covers?
Well, there are a couple of reasons we did this. We'd spent about 3 years really doing looking at national research as well as research then that we did in Oklahoma. And one of the things I found was I would go and do conferences at churches and things, and I didn't have anything to lead them as a follow-up piece. And so I kind of wrote this material, and then one of our guys here, Clint Walkingstick, took it and turned it into a book, which was kind of fun.
Well, it looks great. Now, who is the emerging generation?
Well, we use the age group of 18 to 34, mostly because that's really kind of the target group that national surveys were using. And so it was easier for us to kind of stick with that age group so we could compare apples to apples when we did our research.
Well, speaking of Apple, you opened the book with a pretty fascinating illustration about the difference between Apple product and PC. Could you talk about that and what it might mean to this conversation?
Yeah, I was watching that commercial one day and I thought, okay, this is a lot what's happening in our churches because you see that Apple and Mac commercial and what I realized was, you know, they both are trying to really accomplish the same thing, but they run on different operating systems. And the young adults that have kind of walked away from our church, a lot of them are not mad at the church. They're not, you know, rebelling against God or anything. They still have a passion to follow God. They want to accomplish some basic things, but they may not want to accomplish them the same way the traditional church is doing that. And so that's kind of what I saw. I saw that we see two different groups, and the older group's kind of still waiting for maybe the younger group to grow up and be like them, and the younger group's kind of looking at them saying, you guys really take a long time to do what we can do in a hurry. And so,
well, this hits close to home for a lot of people. They may have a son or a daughter or a grandchild that they have such love, but they don't know how to reach them. They feel like they're talking in different languages some days.
Now, I do hear that a lot when we'll finish a conference. Usually someone will come up to me or several people come up and go, okay, you just explained my son or my daughter or my grandson or my granddaughter to me. It kind of makes sense now.
Yes. In your book, you talk about maybe some techniques churches have used, whether through Sunday school or worship, that might look different than what we're used to. What is that all about, and what could it mean for the church today?
Well, one of the things we realized early on was there were about three different kinds of young adults. So there was no one's strategy was going to fit all of them. But we kind of had church young adults that are already active in our churches, then previously churched, who for one reason or another kind of drifted away from our churches, and then unchurched. And so we began to look at some of the ways to be able to reach those three different groups. And I didn't want to come up with anything that was just going to blow our churches up. It would be like, okay, you have to quit doing everything you're doing and you know, come up with some new way. But as we started looking, really some of the things that young adults really, really want. I mean, because the first year I thought, we've got to become so high tech. I mean, we've got to come up with all these incredible online evangelistic strategies and things. And at the same time, I was doing reading, and one of the things that kept popping out was they already have all the high tech stuff. We're not going to compete with all the companies that do a great job at creating high-tech things. But what the research was showing us was the thing that they lacked and really wanted and really desired was community and relationships. Mm. Well, we can do that. And so as we began to look at some of these different things, we realized for like Sunday school, there are some simple changes you can do when you're trying to reach a young adults group in their Sunday school class that it's not going to make the rest of the church mad. It's not going to really change them. But if you're strategic in how you do your Sunday school class for young adults, it really, really, you can help them be able to establish those relationships and mentoring things and the sense of community that they want.
Part of what I liked about Unlabeled was you put handles on the ideas and discovery. You talk about planning from start to finish, how it's going to look and what a church can do. You talk about discovery, evaluation, dream the dream, evaluation. What was your intent there as far as mapping all this out?
What's the idea of really thinking? Let's say you decide, okay, we have a few church young adults, so we also now our target group is going to be reaching some unchurched, right, or previously churched. And you have to look at the characteristics for that particular group and plan things that are specific to them. Like I'll hear sometimes people say, well, we're going to get a worship band in to our worship service so we can reach unchurched young adults. But what we found out was that's not a great attraction for them. And so thinking strategically about, all right, which target group are we going after right now? And are the things that we're doing strategic? Are they actually going to reach the target group that we're looking for?
This is great. We're talking about the new book, Unlabeled, How You Can Reach Your Emerging Generation by the BGCO's Chris Lowry, who is our Emerging Generations Evangelism Specialist. Chris, how could someone lay hands on a copy if they wanted to read this and really get in there?
Well, it's pretty hard. You can call us and we'll send you as many as you want. So the book is paid for by Cooperative Program Dollars, and so we make it available, as many copies as church needs, for free.
Fantastic. And the phone number here is 405-942-3800, and just ask about Chris Lowry's book. Chris, thank you for writing this. Thank you for your work in reaching the emerging generation for Christ. Really, I like how you help us think that while Christ died for everyone, as we approach people, we need to know who they are and what approach might be best. So thank you for your work. I commend you. It's a good book, and I recommend it to you.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity, Brian.
Blessings to you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.